Feel like the theme after four seasons of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is karma. I did a poll, an Instagram story showing you all what my eye really looks like right now. It's kind of gross. Surprisingly, only 30% of you said I should wear an eye patch, but the doctor said it's fine. It's just very unsightly. That was the word she used. Did Heather Gay put a bad Mormon spell on me? Let's find out. Should I wear this? I don't know if I should wear that color. Welcome back to Bravo and Blaze with Jenny Blaze. We are closing out season four of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and I have so many mixed emotions. Before we get into it, I just want to remind everyone that this is for entertainment purposes only. We do not condone bullying or toxic behavior of any kind. Okay, let's jump into it. Number one, I do not want to talk about Heather Gay's eye ever again. She lied about this eye situation for so long because she was scared of Jen. But why does she feel compelled to be honest about it now? I feel like this is to be part of her storyline, which is irritating to me, in my opinion. My theory is if Monica and Reality Von Teese was not a big part of this show, I don't think Heather would have confessed. I think this was her way to trump the troll. And let's not forget who Heather used to be in the Mormon church. She said she followed all the rules and admitted to being righteous and looking down on people who weren't worthy of being in her role within the church. I think that's who Heather Gay really is to her core. She was comfortable in that role in the Mormon church. So when it wasn't her choice to leave the church, she got knocked down a lot of pegs. So makes me wonder, what would somebody do? What would a person do if they were in this situation? I don't know. Maybe they lean into their bad side, even though they secretly wish they were still in their old role looking down on people like her. How does someone do that in this situation? I don't know. Maybe use their platform to write a book appealing to the exact audience that they have always looked down on and making themselves look like a victim, which in turn puts them back in the position of being righteous about their behavior while simultaneously shaming others. Now, don't get me wrong. I think what Monica did to these women is beyond creepy. It's grounds for an order of protection, as far as I'm concerned. But in the context of being in Heather Gay's shoes, I don't know if Heather is much better. And allegedly, there are DMs indicating that Heather Gay knew about the footage that Monica obtained from Jen Shaw's and encouraged it to be released. Is that true, Heather Gay? We need to know. I guess I'm not still completely over my disdain for Heather Gay. We were almost getting there this season. At one point, I was like, oh my God, I think I like Heather Gay again. Or not again, but just, like, at all. This eye patch doesn't make it any easier either. Let's move on to Monica Linda Darnell Fowler Delgado Garcia, AKA Reality Von Teese. If you were a Bravo content creator during that time that Reality Von Teese started, you probably remember how toxic and scary that account was. It truly scared me at the time because I had just started Bravo and Blaze, and I had a lot of trepidation about investing my time into this at all because I've witnessed how toxic the online Bravo community can be. It also prompted the beginning of my relationship, or whatever you want to call it, with our own long-term serial online predator in the Bravo creator community. And I go into that some more in my latest Patreon episode if you're interested in hearing more. But based on what I experienced firsthand with that account and what I've seen that account do, I 100% think Monica should not be on this show. Her behavior is extremely concerning as far as the safety of her castmates go. Does she make great TV? Sure. But just not like this. Not on this show, please. And I do think her and Linda can definitely have their own show elsewhere, like on TLC or something. I'm sure they would take them. But I did do a poll. I asked Twitter and Instagram, is Monica good at arguing? I think somebody said that in the beginning. I was like, what? 26% of you think she is good at arguing on Twitter. 16% agree on Instagram. 74% on Twitter think she is not a good arguer. And 84% agree with that on Instagram. So I don't think that she is good at arguing. And the reason why is she yells a lot and talks over people to, it's like the Tom Sandoval move. You don't let them finish talking. Remember Ariana said that to Tom Sandoval at the reunion? That's one of his tactics. Also, she throws low blows. And her shade is very surface level. There's no depth to it at all. We need more depth in our shade and comebacks. It's like watching a boxing match where they just kind of like slap each other and run away. Like, that's not entertaining for us. So as an example, Lisa brings up that Monica stalked Jen. And I hope that everyone listening is in agreement that that shit is crazy as hell. And Monica needs somebody, a police officer, to make her stop acting like this. I don't know, or a therapist. She compared her stalking to an old boyfriend. Like, oh, lots of people do that. They drive by their ex-boyfriend's house. And I do not agree with that at all. I don't think what Monica was doing is at the same level as someone like, I don't know, driving by with a group of friends. After I posted this poll, I got a lot of messages of people admitting that they've driven by their ex's house, which I get, like one time and you're just like, oh, and you're like blown off steam, but like not multiple times, not consistently. That's on a different level. Anyways, I did a poll. 27% on Instagram said that they have stalked an ex's house, and 21% on Twitter. So the 73% on Instagram and 79% on Twitter, maybe you guys are lying. Just kidding. Also, I do not believe for a second that the FBI asked Monica, Linda, Darnell, Fowler, Delgado, Garcia to go citizens arrest Jen Shaw for drinking alcohol. It's ridiculous. And even at one point she said, like, well, when we were in the witness, what the hell does that mean? We were in the witness. What is she talking about? The burn book flop. I don't know if that was like a marketing move. I don't know what that was. But we did find out Monica is done. She's not coming back next season. And honestly, to me, I think that's a good thing. Anyone who wants to continue watching her can probably find her on Investigation Discovery or A&E, or I'm sure one of those networks. I also want to say, without Monica, I believe this season would have still been good. Meredith. Meredith had her best season to date. Palm Springs. Chad. Not security. Excuse me. Excuse me. The rumors don't come for my bathtub. I loved Meredith this season, and I hope we continue to see this Meredith going forward. Also, this was Angie K's first season, and my feedback for next season is I want to see Angie K's wealth. Don't give me this rumor about her husband that makes him cry. I don't want to see that. It's mean. I want to see her wealth. I want to see her with some of her friends who are just as wealthy, if not more wealthy. I don't care. I just want to see that. I don't want to see fake Louis Vuittons. I want to see ostrich feather purses that need its own chair. Thank you for your service, Angie K. Also, I want more of the Barlows. I like that we got to see Lisa's side about Jack's mission and all that, but we need more of the Barlows as a family. We barely saw John Barlow, and I do not think he looks like a penis head. Rude, rude, rude. Mary Cosby. I want more Mary Cosby in the mix with the women. No more side conversations. No more one-offs. Put her in the mix and let her do whatever she wants. If she wants to go to McDonald's in the Sprinter van, let her do that. I don't see what the issue is. And finally, I'm going to pull a Niecy Nash and thank me. I would like to thank me for posting the interviews that nobody asked for, but still made it into the season 4 finale episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Obviously, I'd like to also thank my guest, Marlo Moreno, as well. But that is it for season 4, y'all. There are rumors that there will be new women testing out for season 5, with filming set to begin the first full week in February, which is right around the corner. Please, no more Reality Von Tease Housewives next season, please, because we will find out. All right, I will catch you all later. Stay lit, y'all.